Collins and Mack, it is Lubbock's First News on Wednesday. Coming up, we are going to be having the election process in 2014 for city council. And we have in the studio with us Frank Gutierrez. Frank is going to be running for District 1 City Council against incumbent Victor Hernandez. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are
you? Good morning, and thank you for inviting me. I appreciate the opportunity to share some of our message with your listeners, and look forward to addressing those questions.
Okay. All right. I just got to ask you, at what point in time, what drove you to the point where you said, I'm going to run for City Council, Place 1? Obviously, you have to live in District 1. You were born and raised in District 1.
All my life, okay. And in answer to your question, in part, it was because of the discussion on citizen comments at City Hall, where there were some indications that that could have been eliminated. And it was a concern. And that's when I started seriously thinking about going ahead and throwing my name into the hat because of that one issue. I'm firmly believed in First Amendment rights, and to deny people or the public access to government is totally against what I personally believe in and unconstitutional in my mind. That and also the petition effort that was done for a recall election, 586 signatures were garnered in that effort. Only 10 were disqualified. And those folks need an opportunity to be able to carry forward their participation in this petition effort. And I felt it necessary to speak out for them. And in this regard, I'm wanting to represent not only the district, but those folks that had the courage to sign the petition.
For people who might not understand where District 1 is, can you give the boundaries of that, the neighborhoods that are involved?
It is the northwest quadrant of the city. It encompasses the neighborhood of Arnett Benson, Guadalupe, and Central Lubbock. It encompasses much of Texas Tech, and it goes all the way to the airport. That's Precinct 2. It takes in the country club, both country clubs, mind you, and also towards Erskine and Quaker in that area. It's a huge district, approximately 15,000 registered voters.
Wow.
That is a big district.
Yeah, I was thinking that it was just all concentrated right, like Arnett Benson and that area right there, like north and northeast, but it does go west quite a ways if it goes all the way to Quaker.
Yes, it does. And Arnett Benson, you mentioned it, has approximately 5,000 registered voters in it, only in that one area, and it's right north of the Texas Tech campus.
Tell us about you a little bit. What is some of your background and your history that would make you qualified for this job?
I am a Lubbock-born native. There used to be a clinic on 19th Street called Loft Clinic. My mother had me there. And all of my brothers and sisters, I have four brothers and three sisters, one now deceased. And I attended Lubbock schools all my life. Graduated from Lubbock High School, volunteered for the U.S. Army, wound up in Vietnam and served a tour with the 25th Infantry Division. That particular experience allowed me an opportunity to develop not only as a young man, but as an individual. And after that, I came home and finished out my commitment to the U.S. Army at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Along the way, I attended Texas Tech University, and because I earned the GI Bill benefits to go to Texas Tech, and during the time that we were in high school, there were not much opportunities or many opportunities for us, simply because we were growing up in an era that was there was so much political turmoil, and then for us, the young men, we didn't have the resources to attend a university. So I, along with four of my friends, we volunteered for the U.S. Army while we were still seniors in high school. And all of us wound up in Vietnam eventually. Thank the Lord we survived. And I am very grateful for having been allowed to leave that war with my life, because I owe it all to the good Lord. And I don't stand on a soapbox with that, because I am spiritual, I am a Christian, but that's something that deep in my heart, I know that that's what happened, and I know that it was for a reason. Not that politics is the reason that he spared me. He spared me so that I could enjoy the things that this country offers us: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Hey, Frank, have a call, a question or a comment, 770-5790 if you want to make a call. We got a couple of minutes. HR, you're on. What's up?
How you doing? Hey, I just need to ask you a quick question, and good luck to you in your bid. But with how Victor has been, I think, pretty much protected in District 1, do you really think you have an opportunity? It seems like there's a rebellion towards the city, because people, they know that the city council is not crazy about Victor. Do you think that they would vote for somebody else and take the city off the hook? Because I really think that they do that just to annoy the city.
Okay, now, hold on, HR. Let me get you to qualify your phrase, protected.
Well, I mean, what I mean is I like, for instance, when the recall petition went down, I think everybody in this city who's paying attention to this knows that there was plenty of reason for him to be recalled. But I think the citizens of that district protected him from what they think. I heard a lot of people say that the city is not fixed. And I just think that district is protecting him with keeping it from being recalled.
Hey, HR, thanks for your call. We've got about a minute left. Let me let Frank respond to that.
I don't know what the reasons are, but there is a base of support for the gentleman, and we're here to talk about our bid for the race, and I think we can work it. A lot of shoe leather involved, a lot of resources, but I think that we can do well under the circumstances, and we're going to be able to win.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for showing up with us. Your official announcement, of course, this morning, 10 a.m. at City Hall. Good luck to you.